Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, February 19th, 2016, and on today's podcast, we are going to correct the false impression that there is no such thing as good news by talking about some of the things that we as Americans have to be optimistic about. It's true that the American creed that once held us together, our Anglo-Protestant heritage of egalitarianism, individualism, and liberty are gone. From those ideas come other important concepts, also gone, such as equality before the law, equality of opportunity, freedom of speech, freedom of association, self-reliance, limited centralized government, and free markets. These things were for most of our existence the national consensus, but no more. That creed has lost its hold on America as there have been wholesale changes across American society. A new upper class, aloof and haughty, has emerged. These are people who now shape the economy, politics, and culture of the country. At the same time, a new lower class has also emerged. The term working class used to mean something. It was even a source of pride, like self-made man or something like that. Today, however, the term working class usually means a class not working or on welfare, on disability. They have dropped out of traditional American society, especially out of marriage and work. What used to be the middle class is being pulled toward the bottom in ever-increasing numbers. Both classes have repudiated the American creed and with it the American dream. Now we have rich people and poor people. And they are both very aware of their status like never before in our history. The lower class and what's left of the working class are aware of the rich elites who run the country and constantly game the system in their favor. Their resentment of the elites and what they have done are reflected in the campaigns of Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. But wait a minute, this is supposed to be good news week. Isn't there anything positive that we can talk about? Well, yes. There is, amid all the terrorism, corruption, mass migration, overwhelming debt, economic stagnation, there's really good news to be optimistic about. I mentioned it in passing last week, but global poverty, according to the World Bank, is falling across the world. Only 10% of the world's population now lives in what the World Bank describes as poverty. Vaccines and other new medicines are reducing death from disease and infant mortality across the world. Child mortality, daily caloric intake, living space, environmental quality, life expectancy, and real income are all up dramatically in recent years. Our material standard of living seems to be on the rise globally. We are told that material progress in America is so great that the incomes of the average poor in America in the year 2000 would have placed them in the top 5 to 10% of all households in the year 1900. Consider just our recent progress and what that has meant to our lives. Many of us are old enough to remember manual typewriters, party line telephones, actual books and actual libraries, no television, then television without remote control and with only three channels. Now we communicate instantly with anyone in the world, basically for free, virtually all knowledge right at our fingertips. We don't have to be bothered with actually knowing anything because it's all available right in our pocket. It is the nature of the state to dominate and to control us. And unfortunately, the state is also the molder of public opinion. That is starting to change, however, as people see the corruption and the lies the state raised the cost of education to the point that only lifetime debt could pay for it. But now, online programs are starting to have their effects, the stultifying political correctness demanded by our higher institutions of education is also starting to show cracks. People don't take the words of authority at face value anymore. Ron Paul recently said he's hopeful for the ideas of liberty and free markets because it is so much easier to find these ideas now. People around the world have them at their fingertips, even in places like China and Africa. The influence of free markets are having their effects. The young can now see they inherited a mess. What they've been told isn't true, Dr. Paul says, but I would like to ask him how he explains the throngs of young people following Bernie Sanders down the road to socialist hell. But that's another podcast for another time. He says, the system is collapsing on its own. Whether we like it or not, change will come. The troops will come home, Dr. Paul says. They probably won't come home for ideological reasons, but simply because the United States is broken, can't afford its wars anymore. The economic system is coming unglued, but the question is what will replace the system we have now? There are still plenty of socialists out there saying more government control will fix things, so there's still work to do. That's Dr. Ron Paul. In my view, though, politics is about to come face to face with reality. Very few of the current presidential candidates are willing to confront the coming wave of deficits and debt stemming from increased entitlement and defense spending across the world. This is a global problem that is increasing in intensity and complexity daily. Statisticians tell us that by the year 2023, just 7 years from now, entitlement spending, military spending, and interest will consume 100% of all tax revenue. That means either trillions of dollars of tax cuts, tax increases, or out-of-control debt. This can't go on forever, and it won't. You know what they say, folks. What can't go on forever will stop. The situation in many other countries is much worse than it is in the United States. All the possibilities for solutions will cause massive disruptions to everyday life here in America. But wait a minute, I'm forgetting. This is Good News Week. Let me get back on track here. Okay, folks, I accept what economic writer Rick Marbury says that he believes to be true, and that is that this crack-up that is coming will actually allow us to go back to the ideas of the founders and usher in a new golden age for America and the world. There's one thing I know for sure, though. That is, when you run out of money, you have to stop spending. That is common sense for individuals and for governments, but it's lost on politicians all over the world. I predict that these politicians are going to get a lesson coming very soon, a lesson in gravity. As their lenders stop subsidizing their excess, who will lead the world through this mess? Who will lead the United States as it is forced to look ever inward? Time will tell who will lead, but one thing seems certain. Technology, especially robotics, will disrupt everything. What will be common in 2025 is unimaginable today. In 1990 or even 2000, who could have imagined smartphones? But today, babies have them all over the world. Finally, folks, there are many things we need to do as a nation to deal with the changes that will soon confront us. But those topics are for our future podcast. That's all the time we have for today, all the good news we have for today. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.